أكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا، فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر: ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي عقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روحي الفدا لقدر أنت ساكن، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Respected elders and friends, firstly we'll just recite few couplets from this Muraqabah note, which is extremely important and very necessary. And this is also a great sunnat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reminded us very emphatically that أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, that remember abundantly the cutter of all pleasures and enjoyments, all the enjoyments and pleasures that you are getting in the world, and even worse, if those enjoyments and pleasures are in haram entertainment, then the easiest way to come out of that is just think of what. Just think, if I'm in haram embrace and Malakul Maut has to come to me, what will be my condition? If I am pressing those buttons or going on to any porn site, etc., and Malakul Maut has to come and my finger gets stuck on that button and the porn site is on, what will be my condition? If I am in the disco, or if I am in... And there are many incidents we hear which are reality, that so many youngsters involved in their entertainment and pleasures and the music, and when Malakul Maut came to them, people were reading Kalima, but they are saying, on the music, on the music. And people are reading Kalima, they are hysterical, they can't, they are going in a very state of difficulty. When the music is on, in that state, who is gone? Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. So in this regard, it's extremely important, and this is one of the objects and purpose of tasawwuf, and one easy way to make Islam is to ponder and think over our final destination and how our final hour will come. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have got two worries all the time. The first worry is that a moment mustn't pass in my life if I displease Allah Rabbul Izzah. There mustn't be a moment that Allah is unhappy with me. And the other worry they got, that I mustn't leave this world without Iman. All the time is worry. And what the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greatest friend of Allah after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, despite his very, very high and lofty position, yet he used to see a bird flying around and say, how I wish I was like a bird. Just flying around, no concern of hisab, kisab, kitab, no worry whatsoever. I wish I was a blade of grass, engaged in the zikr of Allah, my life will come to an end. No answer after. This was the condition of the heart. It's not like myself, we just say it on the tongue, but our condition of the heart is something else. They had the reality of life. And where did this reality come? As Hazrat teaches us, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was that Sahabi who narrated very few ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was that Sahabi who had the highest position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, accepted fact, and all the ulama have agreed upon, that Sayyidul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The best personality after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What gave him this position? Wasn't his knowledge, wasn't his ibadat actually really? It was shay'un wukira fi qalbi. Something that was entrenched in his heart. And what was that? The love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this love comes from sohbat, from companionship. When you have proper sohbat, and as our Shaykh says, that a good companionship, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, that this companionship must be a good companionship. Not like myself, Allah save me and give us the reality, that we just come here to show that we are in the majlis, etc. But it must be a good companionship that you try and emulate, and you try and follow in the teachings of your Shaykh, and you try and please your Shaykh, and you try, and that's all for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pleasing your Shaykh also, that is written in the account of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the love he had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond our imagination. And all this came with sohbat. And with sohbat, this concern all the time, every moment, how is my last minute going to come? My last moments of my life, how it's going to come? So first of all, with regard to this, the importance of muraqabah maut, very, very important. Al-Mashaykh prescribed, this is one of the wazifas that we should make daily. In order to make our Islam, we should take out 2-3 minutes. At least read the dua, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al-maut. Whoever reads this, and with little concentration, not just to complete 25 times or 27 times, think that, oh Allah, give me barakat at the time of maut. That's the real time I need barakat. And what is barakat? Now we'll understand. Barakat at that time is to be in the remembrance of Allah, to be conscious of Allah, that I'm able to think, thinking of Allah Rabbul Izzat, kalima should come out on my lips, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be on my lips. That is barakat at the time of maut. So Allah give me barakat at that time. So that is that the person should be worried and concerned. So if you read this, this simple dua Hazrat has taught us 25 times daily, you are in this dua, the word maut, death comes 2 times. So 50 times already you're thinking of maut. And a person who thinks 25 times of maut a day, he'll get the darja of a shaheed, inshallah. He'll pass away like a martyr. How simple our deen is, how easy our deen is. But yet this poet says so beautifully, he says, ضَيَّعْتَ عُمْرُكَ يَا مَغْرُورُ فِي غَفَلِي ضيعت عمرك يا مغرور في غفلي قم للتلافي فأنت اليوم في مالي. اے فریق خوردہ, تُو نے غفلت میں عمر برباد کر دی, اٹھ کچھ تلافی کر کے آج بھی تجھے مہلت نصیب ہے. He says, oh person that is in a state of unmindfulness, غفلت, just living in this world with all entertainment from all sides, shaitans and advertisements bombarding us, so we become in a state of unmindfulness. As Allah Rabbul Izzat, very, very strikingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابٌ وَمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ مُرِدُونَ. Your time for reckoning is so close, اِقْتَرَبَ, it's right at your doorstep. وَمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ مُرِدُونَ. These people are in a state of ghaflat, unmindfulness. And not only unmindfulness, مُرِدُونَ. that you turn a blind eye, somebody reminds you and tells you, hey, be careful, there's danger here. It's not your business, it's my life. Alpal, let me carry on my life. We have to enjoy ourselves. We have to go through entertainment. When mort comes, we'll see when that time comes. That is a sign of stupidity. So the poet is reminding us here, that O person, and each one, myself particularly, and all of us, we should look at our own condition and realize that this address is for myself. And that he says that you have passed your life already, whether it's 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, how much of your life has gone in unmindfulness. You have passed your life and you just wasted it in ghaflat. Now it's time. Kum li talaqi fa anta al yawm fi mahali. Come, get up, come to your senses and make some recompense. That has passed, ma madha faq, has passed, has gone past in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so merciful. And the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-itibaru bil khawati. Allah ta'ala takes into consideration your end of your life. The last portion of your life Allah takes into consideration. So we got time, all the time, to make talafi, to make recompense. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah Rabbul Izzat announces that during the day announcement is made that all those people who pass their life in unmindfulness, come, get up, make tawbah, the doors of tawbah open for you. At night the same announcement is made. All those people who pass their whole day in unmindfulness, in sinning, come, the doors of tawbah are still open for you. So let us get up and hasten towards, and this is the barakat of these majalis, that we come here and we take from our shaykh's heart this concern and this fikr and this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's time I should change my life now. And I should become close and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You still have muhlat, you still have time. When it is too late, all of a sudden Allah ta'ala says, hatta. Hatta means all of a sudden, like a shock just comes. Hatta, izaja, both words are for shock and just catch you by surprise. Hatta idha ja'adukumul ahadumul maut. When all of a sudden death will come to you. As Nabi Kareem Sausam says, Qiyamah will come. And Nabi Kareem Sausam has mentioned also every person has got two Qiyamahs. Your first Qiyamah is when Malakul Maut come. That's your first Qiyamah. And then the real Qiyamah on the day of Qiyamah, when the reality, the big screen will be opened up. Today we all want big, big screens in our homes, etc. And we're looking at the big, big screens. But the real screen will be opened on the day of Qiyamah. And our Hazrat says so beautifully that when Mahussela Maaf is sudur, when all the matters of the heart will be shown on the big screen. Normally anything happened, plane crash, the first thing they're looking for the black box. What went wrong? And they want to investigate and see everything. So Hazrat says that we shouldn't live a life of unmindfulness and our heart remains a black box. That when the screen is open on the day of Qiyamah, all types of black and dirty conditions, whereas Allah Rabbul Izzat is so kind, so merciful. A person makes sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala Himself wipes out all your files. All your evidences, Allah doesn't even leave it for the malaika, that you wipe out their files, what you wrote down. So that malaika can't even make ihsan jatlana upon us, that we did you a favor. Allah Ta'ala wipes it out totally. Allah Rabbul Izzat is extremely merciful, extremely kind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just waiting. When can we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we should realize and understand that while we have time, while we have, we shouldn't waste the opportunity. And like so beautifully, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah used to say, that a person comes to him and he says, Hazrat, now it's time I want to change my life. I want to change, but I'm still not ready. Many brothers they say, we want to now change our life, want to take bed, but I'm still not ready. So Hazrat very beautifully says, okay, by when you'll be ready, before mort or after mort? When you want to change your life, before mort, after mort? So Hazrat, obviously before mort, I want to change. So Hazrat says, okay, tell me when you're going to die, you know? See, Hazrat, that nobody knows. So he says, it's a sign that Allah is telling you to change now. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi used to say that the moment a thought comes in your heart, anywhere, doesn't even have to be in a majlis, anytime, sometimes you're just sitting at home, sometimes you're driving, hey, now it's time, and I must change. That is what is called jazb, that Allah, everybody wants a magnet must pull you. that Allah must take you towards Him. This is just that Allah is calling you immediately in your heart. You don't need a musalla. You don't even have to raise your hands. In your heart to make your matters, correct your matters with Allah. Make tawbah, make istighfar, and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out your matters. And how Allah ta'ala will change your whole picture, that your dark picture will now become a light picture. And people won't even know about your past. That is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The famous incident in the hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa mentions, when it was the occasion of drought in the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It was drought. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took his people out for salatul istisqa in the open, and they made istisqa namaz. First day no rain, second day again no rain. The third day Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was Kareemullah. He made dua to Allah and said, Ya Allah, what's happening? No rain is coming. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the answer by Allah Ta'ala that there's one person in your gathering. He likes to make ghibat, he likes to carry tales, and because of his bad effects, the rain is not coming. So if that person leaves your gathering, then inshallah we'll send down rain. Musa alayhi salam made an announcement, please, this particular person, you know your condition, you know your habit, your dirty habit, please get up and move from there. Who's going to have the guts? I imagine on the day of Qiyamah, how we're going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what shame, but what, here we feel shy, our wives come to know, our children come to know, we just feel the ground must open up and we can fall into the ground. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam announced, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a Jalali Nabi. Again, no, nobody got up. Second time, again, nobody got up. The third time, before he could announce, rain came down. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was surprised. Again, spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Ya Allah, nobody got up from this majlis, rain came down. What happened? Allah ta'ala says, He sorted His matter out with me. In that gathering, He made istighfar, He made tawbah, He asked for sincere tawbah, so we forgave Him. So Musa alayhi salam said, Oh Allah, I'm the Nabi of the time, inform me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, If I hate that people should carry tales, and people should make ghibat, why should I make ghibat of that of my brother? See how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that is one of the reasons that Allah ta'ala has made ghibat haram. Like any father, any mother, they know their children, some, maybe one child is delinquent, he's got bad habits, etc. They are unhappy with it. They try to sort it out, but they don't want people to talk about it. They won't want people to talk about it because it upsets them, but they will do whatever they can. So exactly the same. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want the next banda to talk about his bandas. Allah Ta'ala will sort out the matter. That's between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give me first of all and all of us this very, very stupid disease which is so common. Part of our lives, particularly myself, that we can't stay without people. And we can't stay without just passing comments unnecessary on one another. Allah Ta'ala save us. So while we have time, we have to make amends and we have to change our lives. And how is this tawbah? How should we make tawbah and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَاسْتَبْرِغِ الدَّمْعَ مِمَّا فَاتَ مِنْ زَمَنِي وَانْدَمْ بِتَوْبٍ عَلَىٰ أَيَّامِكَ الْأُوَلِي جو وقت ہاتھ سے نکل گیا اس پر آنسو بہا اور اپنی گزشتہ زندگی پر شرما کر توبہ کر. But the past, your life that has passed, cry, sob and be ashamed and reprimand yourself and talk to yourself. We have to tell our nafs. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Honorable Illustrious Dara Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana used to say that when you commit any wrong, then tell your nafs. اپنی نفس کی شرارت ہے, نفس کی خباست ہے, نفس کی صفاحت ہے. It is the ignorance of my nafs. It is my stupidity. It is my your uselessness that I did this foolish act. It is my stupidity. Don't still try and cover it up. So he says that, but at least let some tears come out and pour out some tears and talk to bitter what Allah Rabbul Izzat, how did I pass my life? How did I waste so many days of my life? So many moments of our life, as Hazrat has given that beautiful example, that our life is like that train, that coach. how many years we got so many coaches are attached to the engine. We have an engine that comes onto the rail and then the coaches just get attached. How much you're filling and what you are filling in the coaches. So just think, I'm now 50, 60, 40, whatever. 40 coaches I filled with all day. What did I fill? How am I going to? And Allah Rabbul Izzat is so kind, so merciful that Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala won't just forgive only, Allah Ta'ala will change the bad into good. That is how kind is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Like Hazrat says that one Khan Sahab, one person was walking past, Khan Sahab was sleeping on his bed and laying outside and laying on his back and singing away, he is enjoying his life. That person says, Khan Sahab, he is enjoying himself. So when he came back, he said, Khan Sahab now is laying on his stomach and he's still singing away. He said, Khan Sahab, what? When I went, you were laying on your back. Now you're laying on your stomach and still singing. You say the cassette turned around. So exactly the same. That our cassette turned around with goodness. All the bad we felt on the one side of our CD, we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Like how you got bad things on your cassette. Now put kiraat on there. Put beautiful nasheeds. Put nice bayans and listen to it. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding that at least we should try and shed some tears. And if we can't shed tears also, tobacco. Try, just make a pretend that you are crying. That also Allah Ta'ala will accept. And what is the reality of tawbah? One dam bi tawbin. That have regret. A tawbah and nadamatu. To be regretful. How did I pass my life? To be really ashamed. That is really tawbah. That to be ashamed, even if you don't say the word tawbah. Otherwise we say the word tawbah, like children, we still hitting our cheeks and saying tawbah, tawbah. But we still carry on the wrong. That is not tawbah. The reality of tawbah is to feel ashamed now. And then, try and move ahead, try and take some, just try and correct our lives, and we make a mistake again, do the same thing, but firm, pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, inshallah, I'll try my best, I won't do it again. And Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Nabi of Allah, if we make a mistake, we make tawbah, and then we commit that same mistake, what will happen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make tawbah again, sincerely, do the same thing, be regretful, make a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfar is, istighfar means to seek forgiveness. Tawbah means to make a pledge in the future that I won't do it again. You promise and you make a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not with anybody else, you're making a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just think of that pledge. So again they ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again we falter and we commit again the same mistake, what should we do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, again make tawbah. And again they asked, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in George, he says, oh my sahaba, remember you people will get tired of committing sins. Allah Rabbul Izzat won't get tired of it. That is the kindness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's doors of tawbah are open right till the sun will shine from the sun will rise from the west. Or right till your hatta lam yugarghir, until your soul reaches your throat. And now you can't even get any sound. Till then you got time to make tawbah. But our Dada Shaykh also, Allahu Akbar, Arif Billah, what great personalities. And all this is through the barakat of our Hazrat that we have learned this in our broken way, we're trying to pass it on. And Hazrat says, if a person delays in making tawbah, then there is a great possibility that when you really want to make tawbah, and you're in a severe condition of sickness or something, the words of tawbah won't even come. And Hazrat explained, this was a reality. One person in Pakistan, he was intelligent as far as secular education is concerned. He had a lot of degrees, but his work was to talk bad of, criticize every alim. Every alim of deen, good ulama, used to criticize them, pass remarks and take out objections on their bayans, etc. And woman walking in the street, he used to interfere with every woman. And he used to think he's a very learned person. And such people are called intelligent fools. So this was the way of his life. Finally, he became so sick, he was hospitalized. And Allah Ta'ala has brought such a condition upon him, he had severe pain that he used to scream like a bull. Even the nurses couldn't take it, the other patients couldn't take it. They put him in a separate ward because he was going through severe pain. So some of the friends who were bad to Hazrat, they said, Hazrat, this is this person's condition now. So Hazrat says, even in that condition, go and visit him, encourage him, make tawbah, make istighfar. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, even in that condition Allah will forgive you. So they went, they spoke to him, and they told him, make tawbah. So he says, all other big, big English words he could say. He could say this word, that word. He say, but this word you're saying, it's not coming on my tongue. The word tawbah was not coming on my tongue. Forget the reality. So exactly the same, when a person doesn't change anything, any way of life, it becomes entrenched in your life. It becomes part of your life. And that is why the object and purpose of this tasawwuf also is that umuri shar'iyya, umuri tab'iyya banjai. That the commands of Allah, umuri shar'iyya, umuri tab'iyya becomes our way of life. It has become a natural way of life. Not our way of life becomes a sinful way of life, and we find it very hard to change. So this is what we have to get from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That our way of life becomes, nature becomes according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, one important aspect is that we make tawbah about our past life. And very, very important, in this time and age particularly, the poet further says, بَعْدِرْ إِلَىٰ صَالِهِ الْعَمَالِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَالنَّجْمُ فِي الْجُهْدِ وَالْعِرْمَانِ فِي الْكَثَرِ. Now that you have made tawbah and you made a firm pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the sign of that tawbah? As like our Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullahi used to explain so beautifully, he says the niyat is very, very great in the eyes of Allah. And to make niyat, you get great reward. But what is the sign that your niyat was sincere? He says a person made a niyat, I want to build a big masjid. But he is a poor person. He can't afford to even buy a load of bricks, for example. So he says he made a very good niyat. But what is a sign that his niyat is sincere? If he can afford to buy one small window, buy that window. You can afford 10 rand, give that 10 rand. Otherwise, we're just making niyat and we think, no, hopefully you'll get sawab, but Allah Ta'ala knows. يَعْلَمُ خَوَيْتَ الْعَيْدُ وَنَتُفِي السُّجُورِ. So the poet is reminding us, once you have realized, you make tawbah, now hasten towards good deeds. قَادِرْ إِلَىٰ صَالِهِ الْعَمَالِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Qur'an al-Kareem, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And hasten, run towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to run away from all our evil deeds. As Hazrat has explained last week also, you caught up in a place where sin is taking place, to stand there and make tawbah, that is also not permissible. Because shaitan will catch you that you're making big tawbah, but you're still looking at the woman. You're still in that mixed gathering. You must run away from there. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made no excuses. Don't look at the odds against you. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we run towards, he says, run. Bari ila sali ila amali mujtahidan. Make every effort to run towards good deeds. And Allah Akbar, Nabi Kareem Sawasam has foretold this over 1400 years ago. And we see the conditions today. It's so clear what all the fitnas engulfing us. Nabi Kareem Sawasam says, Badir bil amal saliha. Badiru bil amal saliha. Hasten and run towards good deeds. فَسَتَكُونَ فِتَنٌ كَقِطْعِ اللَّيْلِ مُسْلِمًا. Such fitnas are going to engulf you more the darker than the darkest portion of a darkest night. The night itself is so dark, pitch dark, no lights, nothing. But the darkest portion of that night also, more darker than that, such fitnas will be engulfing us. And today, what fitnas are not engulfing us? From every level, according to what level you are also. As Hazrat explained, Shaitan comes to you according to your level. If you are an Allama, Shaitan will send a great Allama to come. If we are Mufti, Shaitan will send, you are Sufi, Shaitan will send that kind of Shaitan to come and tackle you. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, and see the feeling of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See the concern of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the concern of our Mashayikh. That is why they'll go through every length, their health, etc. You won't be concerned. They are concerned how we can get connected to Allah. How we can be saved from our destruction. How we can be saved from all this anxiety and depression, etc. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you don't hasten towards good deeds and you say, I'll take it easy, it's okay. And it doesn't matter. Then, فَسَتَكُونَ فِتَنٌ قَفِتْ لِلَّيْلِ مُسْلِمًا. That
dark fitnas will be coming upon you. In one hadith it comes like a tasbih. If you break that string, a necklace, how the beads just fly. Before you can pick up the other one is gone. Before you can pick up the other one, you don't know where is all that beads just attacking you like floods coming down. So exactly the same. We should be frank to ourselves and see the condition of the fitnas today. We just from, what type of fitnas are coming, we can't imagine, we can't believe. So anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the cure and the easiest way to come out of this, badiru bil amali salih. Just hasten towards good deeds. You hasten towards good deeds, darkness will go away. You run towards light, darkness won't engulf you. It won't. Otherwise, the fitnas will be so dangerous. Yusbihu rajul mu'mina wa yumsi kafira. You see a person, yusbihu rajul, he gets up in the morning in a state of iman. By the time he reaches the evening, his iman is lost. And today it's so common. People are uttering such statements people are uttering, their iman is gone. And they don't even realize their iman is gone. And wa yumsi mu'mina wa yusbihu kafira. In the evening the person has got iman. By the time he gets up in the morning, what entertainment he went to, what friends he was saying and acting like a big authority on deen, what arguments he was presenting, his iman is gone. And also, why will be losing our iman? وَيُمْسِ كَافِرًا وَيُزْبِيُ رَجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِ كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُزْبِيُ كَافِرًا يَبِيُ دِينَهُ بِأَرَضِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. The patterns of this world will be settling our deen. We'll be selling our deen for small things. Matters of, like people say, in the matters of, when it's Eid, I don't know why these ulama, they have big debates about the moon. Don't they know it's our business days, we must just set out one day. For the patterns of this world, we want to adjust our deen. Allah, but our deen is so perfect, our deen is so complete. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that here, so beautifully, the poet says here, فَنَّجْهُ فِي الْجُهْدِ وَالْهِرْمَانِ فِي الْكَسَلِ. That success and savior and salvation is in making an effort. Not just talking and not just lip service and as our Hazrat Allah, but our life should be sacrificed upon him. And thousands of lives should be qurban. Our families and parents' lives should be qurban. And Hazrat says to listen is very easy. To talk is very easy, to listen is even easier. But this jod, to make this effort, that is the real thing. To make this effort, in there is our success. And walimir imani fil kasal. And deprivation is in laziness. You say sofa, sofa, sooner change, sofa. And the sofa never ever comes. You sit on your sofa and you get stuck, you never ever change. So we have to be eager to make a change in our life. And we are so fortunate in this time and age when the fitnas are engulfing us, we got such a great personality to guide us. Our honorable illustrious Sheikh, we should value him. And we should appreciate Hazrat's teachings. And the real appreciation, as Hazrat says, what keeps us ticking is not really the hadaya people give us. What keeps us ticking is when people say that, Hazrat, I heard this and I brought it in my life. I heard this from you and I changed this. He says those are the things that make us happy. And then that is not for their benefit really, it's for our own benefit. وَمَا أَسَلُكُمْ عَلِيهِ مِنْ أَجْلِ نَجْيَا إِلَّا رَبَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they made so much effort with deep concern. And they told the people, we don't want anything from you. If you accept Islam, it's not like a real favor to me. If you change your life, it's not like a real favor. That is between me and Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will decide how sincere I was. And accordingly, Allah Ta'ala will give reward. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to take out time daily to make this muraqabah of maut. As I said, at least 25 times, let us read the dua, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. And inshallah, ponder a little on the dua. And think of the words, maut, and just think, when my maut comes, how it should be. As Allahu Akbar, one sahabi so beautifully, a janazah was passing by, and it's normally common trend, whose janazah, who passed away. So they asked him, who passed away? He says, it's your janazah, and if you don't like it, it's my janazah. In other words, it's not real the time to think, it's not really the time to ask whose janazah, etc. Just ponder over your own condition. Just think that one day, وَإِذَا حَمَلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَا مَأْمُولٌ. when you are putting your shoulder and giving assistance to that veer, that you're taking janaza to the Qabristan, just think, my janaza is going to be carried like this. How is my janaza going to be taken? Allah give me and all of us to speak and understand.
پاکوں سے نہ کر مجھ کو جدا، نقل کی برکت سے لیکن اے خدا اپنے پاپوں سے نہ کر ہم کو جدا اے خدا تابع رہوں تیرا صدا اور میرا نفس میرا مقتدا اے خدا اے پاک اے پروردگار سخت دشمن ہے ہمارا نفس مار گر نہ ہوئے فضل تیرا اے کریم ہم رہے بس ننگے شیطان وجیر گو ہو تیرا فضل اے رب رحیم کر ہو تیرا فضل اے رب رحیم جان ستی خاویں جان سقیم ہم قری ہے نفس بد ابلیس کا کام ہے اس کا محض ابلیس کا کشمکش میں پڑ گئی جانِ حزین العیادت نفس بد بئس القرین تیری جانب سے نہ ہو رحمت اگر ہر قدم میرا پڑے سوئے سخن اے خدا اے پاک اے پروردگار جز تیرے ناصر کوئی نہ میرا یار ہم ضعیفوں عاجزوں کو اے خدا دستگیری کا تیرا ہے آسرا اے خدا اے صاحب علم عظیم بخش دے میرے گناہان عظیم پار کر دے اے خدا کشتی میری بحر فیض مرشد عبد الغنی جو تڑپ مچھلی کو ہے پانی بغیر دے تڑپ اس سے سوا اپنے بغیر جو تڑپ مچھلی کو ہے پانی بغیر دے تڑپ اس سے سوا اپنے بغیر قرب کی لذت چکھا کر اے خدا رنج دوری میں نہ کر پھر مبتلا یار شب کو روز مہجوری نہ دے جان قربت دیدہ کو دوری نہ دے اے خدا اے پاک اے پروردگار ہے تیری تعریف سے قاصر زبان تو نے یہ پیدا کیا سارا جہاں اپنے بندوں کے لیے اے شاہ جان اور بندوں کو چنا اپنے لیے اپنی طاعت اور الفت کے لیے
teaches us how to make dua and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to beg of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the only way our salvation, tawbah, istighfar, and dua and munajat, take our time to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala engulfs us in His rahmat, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't deprive us, that we fall in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اپنے قرب کا مزہ چکا لے اے خدا پھر کبھی رنج دوری میں نہ کر مبتلا جو اللہ give us just that taste of your close proximity
that enjoyment of the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then فَفِرْ كَبِي رَنْجِ دُونِي مِنَا كَرْمُتَلَى. As we said, the friends of Allah are worried. Split second also Allah must not be unhappy with them. And how this unhappiness comes? That, oh Allah, don't put me in that state of anxiety and restlessness of being distant from you when I fall in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala keep us, give us tawfiq and understanding. And we beg the same dua, and we should use the wasila of our honorable illustrious Shaykh. And through the wasila of our Shaykh, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you, O Allah, make us also your great honorable friend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole authority. Nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, O Allah, we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it. But you are so kind. You are so merciful. Whoever you choose, agar tu chahe, hame hai karam aapka, varna hum chahane ke to kabil hi nahi. If you desire us and you pull us, it is your special favor. Nobody can question you. Nobody can say that this person is not worthy. You've got the sole choice of Allah. So without deserving it in the least bit of Allah, you make us your close friends. And as our Shaykh and our Dada Shaykh used to teach us, that regularly make this dua that Allah wilayat or siddiqiyat ki intiha darja tak poncha de. That the doors of Nabuwat are closed. Nobody can even make dua to become a Nabi. Even when the doors were open, it was not permissible. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of all messengerships. So the doors of Nabuwat is closed. But below Nabuwat, there's a broad empty land, like we, from one country to another country. You get no man's land, a small piece of land. And then immediately after that, the next country starts. So Hazrat says, after Nabuwat, there's a no man's land, a small piece. Then immediately after that, the stage of wilayat starts. The highest stage is wilayat and siddiqiyat. And there's no limit in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole world can beg to become the special friends of Allah. Allah ta'ala can make every person his special friend. So we should make dua for ourselves also, our family, relatives, and the entire ummah. The ummah is da'wat, the dijah da'wat also, who hasn't yet accepted Islam. Make dua for their hidayat also. And Allah raise each one to his highest position. And as Hazrat has said so beautifully in this poem, that Allah has created the whole universe for us. And Allah has chosen us for Him. So why, how honorable we are. A person is just the chauffeur of any counselor. He's a chauffeur of a minister. He feels proud. I'm the chauffeur of the minister. I'm driving his 7 series. I'm driving. But he's just a worker. He's just a chauffeur. He's a boy. Driver. What is it? So imagine, and a person is the chauffeur of the Prime Minister, State President, he feels very honored, like he's got a very high position, and he wants to show off. But imagine when you are the special slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. To be the special slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat, this is a very high position, a royal position. So Allah Ta'ala has chosen us for this royal position. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to understand this reality. And Allah Ta'ala wants all of us to be in this royal and honorable position, to realize this position, and all the time to increase this position of ours. So first of all, very quickly to remind myself and all of us, Hazrat says that firstly discuss one of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are extremely important. And the beautiful dua of our Dada Shaykh, vis viza mein raho, jaha mein bhi raho, hamesha meri taqwa salamat rahe aur sunnat ke paband rahe. This is very, very important, and this is what we should learn from our Hazrat, that wherever I am, in whichever atmosphere, whatever the atmosphere is around now, which is the atmosphere of the kuffar, is their festive season, but I don't know how we get caught up, and we also think it's festive season for us. So this is a time to think of this dua also. That wherever I am, whether it's not festive season, whether I'm a big businessman, or whoever I am, and I'm flying around in the air, whatever, then it's not time to flirt around with the air hostesses, or not time just to talk and make discussion with any woman, etc. Jis fida mein rahu, jahan mein bhi rahu, hamesha meri taqwa salamat rahe. In whatever atmosphere I am, oh Allah, all the time keep my taqwa intact. Keep my piety intact. All the time I have this consciousness. Allah Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like this kuffar. That
يقول أهلكت مال اللبنة. We have spent a lot of wealth. And what they spend their wealth? In the destruction of the deen of Allah. And they spend their wealth to cause destruction on the earth. And they boast, oh, we're doing a lot of social welfare work. All their social welfare work, 99% goes in their administration costs, in their pockets. What the poor people get is not even pittance. And in reality, what they are actually spending is to cause harm. They spread diseases, with all their assistance, they spread so much diseases, cause havoc, and try to wipe out Islam. And Allah Ta'ala says very sternly, أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّا يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. What they think, nobody has got authority over them. And on the one hand, they're telling so much lies, we have spent heaps, loads of money. But we know how much money they spend. They hardly really spend anything. We gave them that money, we know how much they spend. So they're boasting of doing wrong. And then they think that there's nobody has got authority over us. So we should at that time also think, don't think nobody has got authority over me. I'm alone, my wife is not with me, I'm traveling in the air, wherever I am, all the time. Our Hazrat explained so beautifully, our Dada Sheikh, this very beautiful lesson for me and all of us. One of Hazrat Khalifa, our Dada Sheikh Khalifa, he was a big businessman also, but because of Sohbat of the Ahlullah, see how all the time they are conscious. So he was a businessman, he used to travel in first class, and in the PIA, in Pakistan, PIA Airways, although it's a Muslim Airways, a Muslim country, but Hazrat says, sadly, in the Muslim Airways also, they serve liquor also. And not only that, then the air hostess, they like big muftis, they know the fatwas better than the muftis also. And when you travel first class, the moment you sit in the plane, immediately they start offering you drinks, wine, etc. So they came, they offered him, here's some drinks, here's some wine. He says, no, I don't drink, I don't want wine. So this air hostess, she is a big mufti, she told him, if you take little, it won't intoxicate you, it's permissible, it's not haram. So he was one up, when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, you become hadir jawab. Your mind becomes attentive and you can answer immediately. So he said, okay, this wine that you're giving me, you say it's for me, I'm giving it hadiyah to the pilot. I'll give it to the pilot from my side. She said, no, the pilot can't think. She said, but you said it won't intoxicate you, the letter. Just give him a few sips from my side. She says, no, he's on duty. What duty? He's going to fly a plane now. How many hours? 8, 10 hours. But 24 hours before that, he can't take any sip of intoxication because he's now on duty. So he said, if the pilot is on duty for 8 hours, 10 hours, I'm 24 hours, 24-7, and 365, I'm on duty. What duty? You traveling now in first class, what duty? Says Aman Allah Ta'ala's duty. We have to go to the banks, we have to go sometimes to the supermarkets, sometimes for necessity only. If we have to go to a mall, we are on the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be conscious, we have to be alert. Shaitan is all the time behind us. Whoever we can be, never ever think, no, I'm okay. My nafs, wa ma ubarri'u nafsi. Your nafs is never ever a wali. Your nafs is never, even if your nafs becomes a big share, all the time, agara, be conscious. So Hazrat, and this dua we should be making. Without dua, effort alone is not sufficient. Dua alone also is not sufficient. Dua and dawa goes together. So we have to make dua also, take the dawa also, but put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat is the sole doer. Allah is the murabbi haqiqi. Allah is the one who will really make our Islam. But these are all the means we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use the means of our Hazrat's gatherings, etc. So in this dua, so Hazrat says, wherever I am in the air, said, oh Allah, in any atmosphere, in any environment, wherever I'm going past, driving on beautiful sceneries, etc. That means like Hazrat says, you're driving on the marine parade, keep your eyes on the road, don't look on the beach and you're looking at the water, but you're looking at something else. And your wife also have to remind you, keep your eyes on the beach, on the road, and not on the beach. So we have to be conscious of these things. And hamesha sunnah ki paabandi. Don't suffer from an inferiority complex. Now it's holiday time. How can I dress with my kurta, etc. Now I must put on my bermudas. Now I must put on my skipper and my jeans and all that. And we don't realize. And if you look at it, whether it's Mauli Sahab, Sufi Sahab, whoever, we don't know that. It's just the same Imam. It's just the same person. We can't make out the difference. Let us understand and realize we are
that the slaves of Allah, we are in the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely important. The sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give us our true honor, our respect, our dignity, and most important, we get the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through that we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be stressed enough. It is extremely important, so necessary, that we bring alive the sunnah of Nabi and consciously. And let us bring alive this consciousness in our homes, that not only we practice silently, but we should teach our children also. Tell them that by wear your right shoe first, this is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy. Allah ta'ala will be happy. Allah ta'ala will shower you with favors. So they come to know, they are conscious. Otherwise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and that time is also prevalent here, that Bada al-Islam ghariba, Islam started like a stranger. People didn't know the concepts of Islam. And they thought, what is this Aliyazu Billah, this man coming with new concepts and breaking our homes, etc. But when they realized this is the real concept, and when the reality came in their hearts, then what brotherhood and what barakah came in their life. We can't imagine the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So, in the start it was a stranger, but when they brought it in their life, it was part of their life. They couldn't do without it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is fearful and this is warning that the time will come again. And as Hazrat has said so beautifully last week also, these things are mentioned, not that we say, oh, it's going to come, what can I do? That we should be alert, we don't fall prey to these things. The signs of Qiyamah are mentioned, we don't fall prey, we should be alert. We should try and correct ourselves. We should try and stay away from these things. So in our homes, let us see, is the environment of Sunnah. Do our children know the value of Sunnah? Do they know what is Sunnah? What is the concept of Sunnah? And Sunnah also, many people have got this concept, is just Sunnah. No, it's not just one, is there's two things. One is the whole life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa is called a sunnah lifestyle. Whether it is faraz, whether it is wajib, whatever, sunnah, mustahab, that the fuqaha have broken it up for us to make it easy. So we don't fall short of any actions. So whatever, if you're doing a faraz action also, and if you don't do it according to sunnah, that faraz has got no value also. So everything, and that is one aspect. On the other aspect, even if it is just a sunnah action as far as the fiqh is concerned, the stages in fiqh, it's just sunnah. But to say it's just sunnah, that tone is very dangerous, it can lead you to kufr. Because the Sahaba radhiyallahu when the love of Allah came in their heart, nothing was light. Nabi Kareem also mentions this very clearly, لَا تَقِّرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَنْ تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ كَرِيمٍ. Don't regard any aspect of deen to be insignificant. It's a small thing. So much so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a beautiful example. You greet one another is sunnah, but to smile is also sunnah. So don't just take it for granted, what's going to happen if I smile? But keeping in mind, it is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then see that one smile could be our salvation, could be a means of our qurb and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give me tawfiq and understanding that we keep these things in mind. And how to become, how to get the taqwa and all the time conscious, Allah Ta'ala very beautifully addresses us here and says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah wa kunu mas-sadiqeen. That, oh people of Iman, you are my friends. You are royal. You are in the royal court of Allah. I have chosen you. I have crowned you to be my special servants. So, now I don't want you just to be an ordinary level of servant or ordinary slave. I want you to raise your position all the time. I want you to in every, and this is the desire of men. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, Allah Ta'ala has given us a deen according to our desire. Everybody desires prosperity, everybody desires his position must be raised all the time. And this is what Allah Ta'ala desires for us. That is why Allah Ta'ala has given us the prescriptions and shown us that now I don't want you to be an ordinary level of friendship. I want you to be higher all the time. And all the time increase your level of friendship. And how to do this? Like in this world you might think to become a close friend of the state president or any minister, lot of red tape. It is so difficult, like as if they owning the world or something. Malikul Mulk, Sul Jalali wal Ikram, the kings of all kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat is offering his hand of friendship.
And Allah Ta'ala is showing us, on the one hand, it's supposed to be extremely difficult. Like a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this so beautifully. He says, oh Allah, you are so great, you are so great, that your prize is supposed to be priceless. To get you is supposed to be impossible. But oh Allah, you are so kareem, you are so kind. You haven't made yourself such that it's difficult to get you. Anybody who's got sa'eed talab and got concern, he wants to get connected to Allah. You made yourself so cheap, so to say. So easy. Allah Ta'ala said, "Kunu masadiqin." Just be with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just be with the friends of Allah, with your heart and soul. Be open-heartedly in the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we learned, Hazrat reminds us many times, the Mashayikh used to say, if you can't benefit from the silent majalis of the friends of Allah, then the talking majalis, you won't really benefit. Because you're just going to listen to bayan just to say, oh, that was a nice bayan. The benefit is what is coming from their hearts. And we know many Mashayikh were such, they hardly used to talk much, but the anwarat, the nur that was penetrating, that rays, and that radiant light that was coming out from their hearts, if your heart was open, it will strike them. And you see how you change and you become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very, very important how to get this taqwa and how to be conscious all the time that Allah ta'ala is with me, Allah ta'ala is watching me. And don't take it in a negative sense all the time. Like Allah Akbar. Mullah Ali Qadi rahmatullahi mentions that this beautiful hadith, al-aynu haqqun, that the eyes fell, there is a reality. That the eye, when a person looks at somebody with his eye, according to it has an effect. So much so, even if a mother sometimes look at her baby, and with love in it, sometimes it has an effect. That is why we see the mothers, they dress that baby up so beautifully, they put one black spot on the face. That nazar mustn't fall, etc. So he says that the eyes fell is a reality. But don't only take it in the negative. Don't only take it that bad nazri will happen. He says, if there's effect in the bad eye, فَكَيْفَ نَزْرُ الْعَارِفِينَ, then what is the effect in the good eye? The eyes of the friends of Allah. Just sit here and just make the dua, Ya Allah, let my shaykhs, nazar just fall on me. The nazar of the arifin, فَكَيْفَ نَزْرُ الْعَارِفِينَ, الَّذِي يَجْعَلُ الْكَافِرَ مُسْلِمًا وَالْفَاسِقَ وَلِيًّا. It has such an effect that will make kafirs into Muslims. Just the eyes fell. It will make sinners into great walis. So this is one great to drink with the eyes. That is to be focused, to be attentive. So very, very important that how to gain this level of taqwa. That we think, how am I going to realize I'm in duty all the time to attend this majalis and to get this from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize how important is it, these majalis, and we should appreciate our Hazrat's gatherings and make dua of our Hazrat and ourselves and ask Allah Ta'ala to save us from all the different fitnas that are attacking us from all sides and keep us under the shadow of our Hazrat and keep us under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time.
دل ہو درد دل خیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر